Let us begin the service by singing number 144. The stanzas 3, 4, and 5. 144. No sacrifice dost thou desire, else would I give it thee. Nor with appointed offerings wilt thou delighted be. Number 144, the stanzas 3, 4, and 5. We will read to you from God's holy word, the prophet Isaiah, the 21st chapter, Isaiah 21. The burden of the desert of the sea, as whirlwinds in the south pass through, so it comes from the desert, from a terrible land. A grievous vision is declared unto me. The treacherous dealers treacherously, and the spoiler spoils. Go up, O Elam, beseech, O Media, all the sighing thereof have I made to cease. Therefore are my loins filled with pain. Pangs have taken hold upon me as the pangs of a woman that travails. I was bowed down at the hearing of it. I was dismayed at the seeing of it. My heart panted, fearfulness affrighted me. The night of my pleasure has he turned into fear unto me. Prepare the table, watch in the watchtower. Eat, drink, arise, ye princes, and anoint the shield. For thus has the Lord said unto me, go, said the watchman, let him declare what he sees. And he saw a chariot with a couple of horsemen, a chariot of asses, and a chariot of camels. and he hearkened diligently with much heed. And he cried the lion, my Lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime, and I am set in my ward a whole night. And behold, here comes a chariot of men with a couple of horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen, and all the graven image of her gods he has broken unto the ground. O my threshing and the corn of my floor, that which I have heard of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have I declared unto you. The burden of Duma, he calls to me out of Sire, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning comes, and also the night. If ye will inquire, inquire ye, return, come. The burden upon Arabia, in the forest in Arabia shall ye last, O ye traveling companies of Dedanim. The inhabitants of the land of Tima brought water to him that was thirsty. They prevented with their breath him that fled. For they fled from the swords, from the drawn sword, and from the bent bow, and from the grievousness of war. For thus has the Lord said unto me, within a year, according to the years of an hireling, and all the glory of Kedar shall fail, and the residue of the number of archers, the mighty men of the children of Kedar, shall be diminished. For the Lord God of Israel has spoken it. Thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father. And Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. The Lord of heaven and of earth, thou knowest, as the all-knowing God, for what purpose that we came together in this house of worship and prayer this evening, where again our government had asked for a prayer for the country, for the world, and for all that is involved in the time and under the circumstances in which we are living at the present day. Grant unto us in this evening the spirit of prayer and supplication, that precious spirit was given unto us in a rich measure, because we don't know what and how to pray out of ourselves. And the only thing what we can do, that is to pray, but also only in regard to ourselves, to crown ourselves and to maintain ourselves, and to seek ourselves. That is all that is left of our deep fall in our covenant at Adam. But grant unto us to pray in accordance to thy revealed will in thy holy word and testimony, and that we were privileged with a deep insight, but also with a deep feeling that all that comes upon us and what is standing before the door, that it is all on account of our sins and of our transgressions, and that we may start not with other people, and even not with our nation and country, but that we with Daniel of old, and with so many of those saints, that we start with ourselves, and that we become the men personally before thee. But thou knowest, Lord, how impossible that is for us. By nature, we are so far from it, farther than the east from the west and the north from the south. And it is all our own fault, because we have ruined ourselves in paradise. And we have done as that prodigal son who had run away from his father. And farther that is by nature our life. But draw us and we shall run after thee. Bring us graciously for thy great name's sake, for Christ's sake only, and as a fruit of his mediatorial work, and as that high priest, that compassionate high priest at the right hand of the Father, that we receive out of him and from him all those things what we need in this evening, a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and that we come together with our families in dust and ashes before thee. And even that there shall never come also in the future that lay before us a difference in the circumstances. But then if we come to that right place, if the Lord will bring us there, then inside there shall be such a shining. It shall be so different. Then there comes a time in our life that the Lord can do with us what he wants. And then we shall no longer be a stranger of that grace, which was given unto that Eli when he said, he is the Lord, he do what is good in his eyes, and all that please him. Then we have no more to say any word. And even that thou wilt bring us to destruction as a nation, but then to receive our soul as a prey, as bearer of old. Lord, remember us with those that rule over us. Give us all together that true humiliation in our heart to bow before thee the Most High, to break with sin, to walk in the fear of thy holy name, and that we also carried the one another's burden to fulfill the law of Christ. Strengthen in this evening, give some edifying words to preach in the midst of the congregation. We are unable of ourselves, Lord, but help us by renewal, as thou hast done in our life so many years and so many times. Thou art yesterday, today, and forever the same, O Lord Jesus Christ. Thy Spirit may lead us and guide us into all the truth. Sinners be converted, thy people encouraged, and that Christ be extolled as prophet, priest, and king. Those that cannot gather with us, remember them in mercy. Those that are in the hospitals, strengthen them and sustain them. Also that young mother with her twins, strengthen her, thou knowest, in this day how weak that she was feeling, laying down there. But remember her with her dear children given unto her and her husband. Remember also that mother who hoped to go home in the day of tomorrow for some rest with her dear, in the dear mother's house. May it further well sanctify thy dealings, and that it be to a blessing for the soul, for the great and ever-ending eternity, brought up in it from the early days and convinced in her conscience what is necessary to know. Bind her, bind all of us with widows and orphans and widows and the boys in the service, and in Vietnam at the throne of grace. Forgive all our sins and all our transgressions. Help and strengthen, and that some words may fall in our heart in this evening, for Christ's sake only. Amen. The number 221. The offering will be for our school, as usual. Number 221. Great Shepherd, who leadest thy people in love, mid cherubim dwelling shine thou from above. In might come and save us, thy people restore, and we shall be saved when thy face shines once more. Number 221. Beloved congregation, what we read in by the prophet Isaiah chapter 60, that can and that have to be applied in the days in which we are living, where the Lord has said, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness to the people." We are living in very dark and heavy times. The Lord manifests in so many ways his indignation and that he is angry against us. And the nations of the world were also involved in our own country. And you read in Proverbs 4, verse 17, that the way of the wicked, that is darkness. They know not at what they stumble. And it is from all sides dreadful, the circumstances under which we are living, and what our attitude is towards it. When the Lord is departed, then we can look for light, but it is turned into the shadow of death. And it makes, as you read by the prophet Jeremiah, a great darkness. We are asked by the government for an hour of prayer. We have to obey our government. That is what the Lord said in his holy word. But there are so many things, of course, that brings in that way obstacles that we would desire that we may see and that we may hear something else. Because in general, also in our government and Supreme Court, which is placed above us, there is so much against what the Lord had revealed in his holy word. But still, what we see in our days, we see it also in the word of God amongst Israel and amongst Judah and the nations round about them. There is in that respect, there is nothing new under the sun. We see the same things in our days as that we find back in the Word of God. But we hope, of course, it is our duty. We hope in this evening to speak a few words to you in regard to the condition in which we are. And we hope that for all of us the Word of God may find an entrance into our heart, because what you need, we need too. We are not different as you people, no. In Adam we are all the same miserable, miserable sinners and creatures. And there shall be never to find anything in our heart and in our soul if the Lord not give it unto us. And it is only for his own name's sake, it is only for the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ that he can grant unto us that true humiliation, but is so necessary also in an hour as this. My text in this evening is by the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 21, verse 11 and 12, the burden of Duma. He calls to me out of Sire, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning cometh, and also the night. If ye will inquire, inquire, inquire ye, return, come. Thus far. The text that speaks about the burden of Duma. We have here a question. Watchman, what of the night? We have in the second place a prophecy of deliverance. The morning comes. But finally, a terrible judgment. And still an exhortation of the Lord. The burden of Duma, that is the start of the text in this evening. Duma, that means, that signifies silent. The burden of Duma, that means the burden that was laid upon Edom. Upon that Edom, that at the present time was in an awful condition, and for whom that it would become more and more difficulty. That people of Edom, that was never as a nation in such a distress as that it was at the present time. There was no hope and there was no expectation for that Edom. We find that Edom in a condition here of despair. He calls to me out of Seir. You know that in Deuteronomy 2 verse 5, there you read about Seir of Seir, that was a mountain that the Lord had given to the descendants of Esau. You know the circumstances and all that has happened in the life of Esau. He sold his first birthright. Later on, then he cried, and then he said to his father, "Do you have a blessing also for me?" But it were tears of an hypocrite. It were never the right tears that he cried. Nothing at all. And of course, there you see this evening in that history with Esau and Edom, that man works out his destruction. The Lord, he had said, "Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated, but the secret things are hidden for us, the revealed for us and our children." And for 100% people, what that Esau had done, that lay upon his shoulders. The blame was resting upon him. And you read in Hebrews 12 that Esau is called a profane person, because he never in his life had any concern about his eternal welfare and salvation. There was never in his life any need for Christ. That Esau, his heart, was filled with an awful enmity against Jacob, his brother. And we have heard two Sundays already how that Jacob had to leave the house of his father and that he had to go to Haran to find there some rest for several years of his life. And that was all on account of that enmity that Esau had revealed against his brother. And now in his descendants, that enmity that was always burning, that became thus never different. When Israel came out of Egypt, then they have done everything what they could to hinder that people to come in the promised land. Even later on, when the people of Israel have to go to Babel, and when several of them were trying to escape, then you read in Psalm 137 what they have said against that people, what their intention was to deliver that people in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. Nothing else than enmity was in their heart towards God's people. Later on in the New Testament, you see that inherit in regard to Christ after that he was born, that he had to go to the land of Egypt. That enmity that there was for so many years, that was never broken. Never. But now, that Edom, that would also be ruined. There would come a time that the Lord would brought that people as a nation to nothing. And that is what we now find in our text in this evening. He calls to me out of Sire. That was in time of a great need. Before that time, you read never in the Bible, in the whole Word of God, that Edom was interested in the true religion. You have never heard about that Edom, that they ever did listen to a prophet of the Lord. No. That Edom, that was in himself strong. It was a very proud nation. They were living in the mountains. And they have built in those mountains so many houses and so many palaces that they really thought that there was never one nation in the world that had any power to break them down. They have really thought that they would rule and sit there as a queen and as a king forever. Isaac, when he blessed Esau, then he had said in Genesis 27, verse 40, that Esau and that Edom, that they would live by the sword. And that is confirmed for years and for years. That people that was fearless, undaunted, impregnable. In other words, they have no fear for any nation and for any king in the whole world. And as I told you, they have never thought, and it came never up in their mind, that they would be subjected under some other nation of the world. But now, in that text is it different. He calls to me out of Sire. Nou dat die dom dat is voor de prophet Isaiah, voor de prophet of the Lord. En dat prophet dat is mentioned hier as watchman. God's servants are watchmen on the walls of Zion. That is also it, the prophet in the days of the Old Testament, a watchman. And you know, out of Ezekiel 3 and Ezekiel 33, what the duty and what the work is of a watchman. That is a man that have to look out by day and night. And if there is any danger coming, then they have to warn the people. And you read also about the prophets in the Old Testament that the Lord would reveal to them secret things, not so much to other of his people, but especially to the prophets of the Lord. And now in that time of need, that there would come also for Edom, then there would happen something what never has happened in the whole life of that nation, that they come to the prophet of the Lord. They must at that time, you can realize that out of my text this evening, they must in that time, even that it was not out of love, more out of fear, but that they have still respect for that prophet that the Lord has sent. And in the second place, that they did believe that such a prophet as Isaiah was, that he would know more about the condition of the country and of the nation as other men. That was the reason that they go to the prophet Isaiah and that they say, watchman, what of the night? Thus, they realized that it was really night. They did realize that it was really dark at that time. And there was, of course, a desire to know whether that there would come another time, a more favorable time for them. And that there was hope for the future for them. Therefore, the question, watchmen, what of the night? And he repeated here, he said, also watchmen, what of the night? And now, in this text this evening, that is for us a clear proof that the condition in which that Edom was at that time, that it was very serious, and that there was much fear in the heart, whether that there nog was some laying in the future that could give them nog some strength. In other words, let I put it in this manner, watchman, what of the night? It is now wel dark, dark for our nation, but is there in the future some light coming? Is there something that would give us a little hope? Because in the same time, you can find that by the prophet Ezekiel in the 35th chapter. There you read also about the condition of Edom, about the hopeless condition of Edom. Time and again there the Lord, he declares in that chapter that the land will be desolate. You find it in the beginning of that chapter, and you find it also in the end of that chapter. In the last verse, then it is still that that country and that that people shall be desolate. No hope and no expectation for the future. And now it is remarkable in regard to what we find of it in the Word of God, that now in the time that Judah was brought in captivity, that now in that same time Edom came under the jurisdiction of Babel, in that same time. But with this difference, that for God's people there was coming light, but for Edom and for all the enemies of the Lord and of the church, there is no light coming. The burden of Duma. He calls to me out of Zaire, watchman what of the night, watchman what of the night, an urgent question. And then that watchman that said, the morning comes and also the night. And here you find the separation. Isaiah declared, in the name of the Lord, the morning comes, and that is for God's people. But he said at the same time, and also the night. It was night for Edom, and it would remain night. There was no hope in regard restoration. It was, as you find that in verse 10, that which I have heard of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have I declared unto you. And in the Holland Bible, there we have some words in that text that refers to an entirely destruction of the nation of Edom. This night for the enemies. They have for years and for years now, they have revealed their enmity against the church. And when we reveal our enmity against the church, then we are doing it towards the Lord. You know what the Lord has said to Saul on the way of Damascus. Why do you persecute me? Christ, he said, not wherefore do you persecute God's people, but why do you persecute me? And now Edom, that is an emblem of the world. Is it an emblem of our country too, congregation? Edom was very close related to the church, because Esau and Jacob, they were born out of the same parents, Isaac and Rebecca. And out what the Lord had revealed in his holy word, then we know that Esau that was brought up in the same way as that Jacob was brought up. That Esau was brought up under the prayers, under the supplications and instructions as Jacob. But Esau had revealed nothing else than his enmity against it. He took wives from the sides of the heathen, and that was a revelation of him towards the Lord, that he would say, I have nothing to do with the Lord, and in the future I have no desire that I ever shall walk in the ways of the Lord. Our country is blessed, you know that. You have heard that so many times already. We shall not repeat it in this evening. But in 1600, when the Pilgrim Fathers came from England, from Germany, from the Netherlands, with the Bible under their arms, really, with the Word of God under their arms, with the people that came to our country that have no other desire than to regulate life in accordance to the Word of God, and to live in accordance to the Word of God. They have realized, that means not that it were all converted people, that was never in the world, but still they have realized in their conscience, and some in their heart, that a nation and a country only can be favored when they walk in the ways of the Lord. The Lord, he had given his word amongst us, had converted so many people, especially in the East, under a shepherd, under John Edwards, Whitefield, who came so many times over the ocean and had preached here for thousands and thousands of people. And the preaching of those ministers and evangelists, they have bear so many, many fruits that the Lord was be honored and be glorified. And still how far that it is gone in our days now, but still, congregation, you have to confess. We have to confess that there are more than 10 righteous in our country, that as an Abraham is laying at the throne of grace. Otherwise it was all done for years. Because what there all happens the last years in our country, it cried to heaven. for vengeance, really. After this service this evening, I will give you the men, citizen, an opportunity to sign a certain petition that shall be laid before the government, where they are busy with a law that X-rated movies shall come on the TV. So dirty, so awful, that it cannot see daylight. And there are some in our country, of our governors, they will protest. Several doctors in different states too, hoping, and I must say, looking to the Lord of Heaven, who had everything in his hand, also the heart of the kings, that he inclined them not to go on in the sinful ways, destroying young and old, great and small. A time in which we are living, congregation, on account of our sins and departing from God and from his word, that we together well must bow before the Lord and have no rest, storming the mercy seat of the Lord by day and by night, that it may please him, that we come to a standstill with our nation. We are farther gone as that we know, people. Oh, it shall, I read this, to hear out the Bible this evening about an space of a year, you have heard that. And it shall be in question, people, whether it shall take a year before that our country come to such a downfall that other nations take over the ruling of our country. And that is not something that is hanging in the air. No, no. If you read, I have it not with me this evening, it is too bad. But if you have read what even in April of this year was announced by Russia about the influence of the communists, and what they have in their mind with our country, then you are trembling, really. Trembling. And that in general the people have no idea about the seriousness of the condition in which we are living. The watchman said, the morning comes, and also the night. And what was now the trouble with Edom at that time? That Edom, that would well have relief, that was well looking for deliverance, but they were not interested to break with sin. And they were not interested to come in true humility before the Lord. No. That was not involved at all, people. If I would say it in my words, they would go on in their own ways, in their own wicked ways. And then still that the Lord would maintain him as a country. But that goes not together, no. It was night for Edom, and it would remain night for Edom. And so it is with the world, and so it shall be with our country. What happens in Niles last week? What happens yesterday with the poor man that was shot at far mist in the prime of his life? That means so much, congregation, so much for our country, for the city of Grand Rapids, that fear and trembling well must fill our heart. No safe down the road, and no safe in your home. No, tis only congregation, the protection of the most High God. And in our prayers, especially with those in my midst, we remember you time and again in our secret places, that the Lord will protect you and that the Lord will spare you, really, because there is no fear for God or man. And to shoot shut a man yesterday evening for $40, for $40. While I asked Monday evening after the catechism class in a funeral home here of Jonkman for one family of our church, then they say they are not here, they are called to their home. Called to their home. Why? One of the boys, he said, I don't know, but they are gone. And I called him, and then that man, he told me, in that little while that we were to the funeral home, they broke in our house. And all the money that was there, they took it with them. What a condition. What an awful time in which we are living. There is no fear of the Lord and no fear for anything left almost in our country. And it is not different as in the Netherlands. It is the same thing. We read papers from the Netherlands time and again, of course. But it is the same thing. Murder and murder and murder. You see it almost in every paper. And I think the people from our church that have visited the Netherlands the last weeks, they have heard that also, the same thing. The same thing. The wickedness is increasing. Awful. And that is because we have departed from the Lord. And The farther that we departed from him, people, the greater and the heavier punishment that the Lord shall bring over us. Night. Night. And what shall it be, congregation, if it shall be night soon forever? If it shall be night forever. Therefore, oh, we must be called out of darkness to God's marvelous light and translated out of the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of the Son of God. And then there is hope. Then there is hope, as we sing now the last stanza of 260. For good men light and joy are shown, to bless them in the harvest time. Ye saints, your joy in God make known, and ever praise his name sublime. 260, the last stanza. Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said the morning comes, and also the night. Now for Edom, there was never a morning coming. No, that was done. As it is done, congregation, with all those that hate God and that refused to walk in his ways. And in the time that Edom was under the jurisdiction of Nebuchadnezzar, Judah was also under that same judgment. But we read by the same prophet Isaiah in the 45th chapter, thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. The Lord had appointed that Chorus, or Cyrus, to open the way that God's people would go back to Palestine, to the promised land Canaan. And of course, congregation, why, you know it. When Israel left the land of Egypt, then in the loins of that people was Christ, the Messiah. And also in the time that that nation was in Babel, for 70 years, and even that Nebuchadnezzar had done everything, that their people would forget their country, their religion, doctrine, the life, the fear of the Lord. But the Lord was mindful of that, his covenant, and mindful of his people. And after 70 years, he brought them back, because 400 years later, Christ must be born in Bethlehem. And of course, now all that belong to that Christ, for that people is their hope, and for that people is expectation. National sins be national punished. If the Lord bring us soon under the ruling of another nation, as we have experienced that in the Netherlands, for 5 years that we have nothing to say, that they ask for your house, required your house, and that they say, if it go not willingly, then we send you out the house. It is our home. You are under our jurisdiction. We have for months and months officers in our house from that German people we know enough about it. You have nothing to say. As to bow. And if you show some against it, then they are standing with revolver to shoot you. So it goes when we are living under other nations. Unless that most of the people do not realize it here. And as so many people said, oh no, no, that can never happen in a country as in the United States. But the Lord stands above it. The Lord is clothed with majesty. But for God's people there is hope and there is expectation. For God's church chosen by the Lord, purchased by Christ, and gathered by the Holy Spirit. And even that we have to go in captivity, the Lord shall go with us. And the Lord shall cover us under his wings. And it can well come so far, and it is possible that we not have to live through it. It is possible, congregation. Set it not so far away. Because if that coming is, shall have what he desired and what he had appointed for our country, then the churches are closed and God's true people persecuted. Because they want that, they said it in that proclamation, they say it in that proclamation that they do desire not any religion. All religion have to go out of the world when they become the rulers. But of course, what there is light in the heart of their people, that they never can bring it out of their heart and take it out of their heart. No. No. Those pearls that the Lord laid at the bottom of the heart of God's children, faith, hope, and charity, the Lord protected, and the Lord takes care for it. Fear not, ye worm of Israel, I deliver you and I strengthen you. And fear not those that well can kill the body, but that never can kill the soul.
de zoon. For the world there is no hope, no. For God's people is their hope, and their hope that lays in the Lord. And finally, congregation, the end of my text in this evening, that opened in the dark night, not some light, where the Lord said, if ye will inquire, inquire ye, return come. And that is, as it is mentioned by one of our old writers, that is a divine oracle language. That is what the Lord has spoken. If ye will inquire, inquire ye. Return and come. That the Lord under all the judgments, that he'd come with the gospel as it is in Christ Jesus for a poor sinner. Children, boys and girls, it is still the time of salvation. The Lord is still behind us, as a shepherd. And he is still saying to us, young and old, great and small, why should ye die, ye house of Israel, why? The Lord revealed the way of salvation for a poor sinner in his beloved Son Jesus Christ. And all his attributes will be glorified in the salvation of a sinner. We are still under that preaching. We are still under the word of God. If ye will inquire, inquire ye. Oh, what shall it be, congregation, when it all shall testify against us in the day of judgment and in the hour of death? What terrible shall it then be to fall in the hands of a living God? That the Lord shall say, I placed it before you. I was running behind you time and again. I have sent my servants to you to open the full counsel of the Lord in his beloved, in my beloved Son, Jesus Christ. With the glorification of all his attributes and virtues, and that we find in Christ all that we need to live in comfort and to die in peace. Blessed that people that may learn to inquire, that the Lord make us interested. Oh, that the Lord remember us and our children and our grandchildren, and that he will look upon us in mercy and in compassion, and that he will give us the desire of our heart, because if the Lord come in our life, then we become interested for what? For the honor of the Lord. That's above all. Not for heaven or hell, but for the honor of his precious name. And then we are concerned about the forgiveness of our sins, the restoration in that sweet communion with God, and to receive the spirit of adoption that we can cry out, Abba Father. If ye will inquire, inquire ye. Return, come. Just come back. Come back to the Lord. Return, come. All the ends of the world, all that are heavy laden, come, and I shall give you rest. Young and old, great and small, the Lord blessed a few words to our heart, and he sanctified to our soul. Before that, the Lord give us over to a totally, totally destructive. Boys, let I warn you what once, still once this evening. Once this evening, not to go on the path of the wicked and to become one with them in wickedness, but to fear the Lord. But last week had taken place in Canada that they cast the beer bottles to the head of the queen that there was visiting. And the dirty talk that they breaking out to her, that must be awful. I have read it when I had Thanksgiving Day in Canada. I have read columns in the paper of it. But then you must say, Lord, what a condition. What a condition. No respect for nothing. But all boys and girls, seek the Lord in the days of your youth. And be not involved with all those that have no respect for God and for his word, and for parents and for all those that are standing above, but that the fear of the Lord may fill all our hearts, and children of God, that we are privileged, time and again in our inner chamber, as in Abraham, for Sodom and for Gomorrah, and above all, the Lord humble us and give us a life cleaving unto the Lord in the fear of his name, looking for the time that morning shall come, that Christ is coming on the clouds to judge the quick and the dead, and to call his people blessed of my Father. Inherit that kingdom that I have prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Amen. Lord, bless the few words to our heart and soul. Remember our president. Remember the government. Remember all those that are appointed by thee to rule our country. Oh, give us all together grace to come back to the law and the testimony, and to walk in the ways of the Lord. Humble us in the dust. Give him prayer for thy church, for thy people, for widows and orphans and widows. Give him prayer for the families in all the distress, that we may pray for ourselves, for one another, and that the fear of the Lord may fill our heart. Oh Lord, leave us not over to the foolishness of our heart, but remember us in mercy in thy beloved Son, and bless us further with the congregation and consistory, with parents and children. Hear us with the pardoning of our sins. Bring us safely back to our homes, and that we find it as we have left, and that for Christ's sake only. Amen. the last stanza of 202. The last stanza. All they that forsake thee must perish and die. But near to my Savior most blessed am I. I make thee my refuge, my Lord and my God. Thy grace and thy glory I publish abroad. Number 202, the last stanza. Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.